We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the wild card edition of the Prop Shop Show here on Roto Grinders. Happy to be back with you for the playoffs. I am Britt Devine, joined by my man, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06, creator of the Prop Shop over on the Roto Grinders Discord. You can join that for the low, low price of free 95. Yes, free 95. You get access to not only Chief, but a lot of other very smart people posting plays and talking props literally 24/7. Will, the playoffs are here. I was hoping Prize Picks, underdog, monkey knife fight, they wouldn't be scared to post props early. They are not scared, and we're here to take advantage of them. I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was hoping we had a couple more. Like, there were some guys I was looking for that just did not make the list, but that's okay. Like, we've got enough. I think this is going to be a very interesting week. I think we've both got some props that we like. We've got some approaches that we're going to take this week. So what we don't have to worry about this week, Britt, is a whole lot of news, I don't think. I think everything's set. These guys are going to play. If somebody's going to be out, they're going to be out. It's playoffs. Some nicks, some bruises. But they're going to be out there trying to will their team to the finish line. And so I am big time invested in this week. Like, I think I'm probably going heavier on this week for NFL early. Like, and we always get in early, but I think I'm going fairly heavy early this week, earlier than usual, to go ahead and get it knocked out. Like, and like I said, you go heavy, I go heavy. But I'm talking about I might go, like, 25% more volume this week. That's how good I'm feeling about these particular matchups.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with my props by like Wednesday morning because all the value is gone once the sports books release the lines. And we certainly have lines. Not only are there differences.
Unless they leave the Vikings up all week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was annoying. That saved my week last week because my play of the week, the Trevor Lawrence play of the week, did not come through for me. So thankfully, all the sites left the Vikings up way too long. And we were able to do that. But it's the playoffs. I think we were talking pre-show. Rational coaching. Is it, you would think in the playoffs you'd get some rational coaching, but you got to be careful which teams, because I think there are some very clear teams that show rational coaching and some that do not. And I guess, Chief, let's keep our normal format. I was debating going game by game, but let's just do pass yards, rush yards, receiving yards. We can talk some game stacks as well. Or do you want to, I don't know, I'll leave it up to you. I know we're both playing some game stacks this week. Which way you want to go for it?
Let's go reverse this week. Let's maybe go with our favorite games and then clean it up. Let's do that.
All right. Yeah, so our favorite game by far and my absolute play of the week on Prize Picks, without question, is Daniel Jones over 205 passing yards. Dude went nuclear, 334 yards against Minnesota. Brian Daboll, I wrote this up on Scores and Odds on Monday afternoon. I gave it to the Prop Shop Discord late last night. It's still up on Prize Picks. I don't know. Prize Picks might leave this up a little while. They don't really change things until the sports books come up. But this is the no doubt play of the week for me. I've used this on everything I've played on Prize Picks so far. Rational coaching. We saw that with Brian Daboll, not only in the Minnesota game where they threw the ball 42 times. That was the second most Daniel Jones has thrown the ball this year for 334 yards. Also the second most he's thrown all season. But he sat his players last week, Chief. Rational coaching. We know this is going to come from the Giants. The Vikings are giving up the second most passing yards on the season per game. I think it's like 270, 280, something like that. There is no reason for this line to be low. This low, if you go to Underdog, his combined is, I don't even hate this on Underdog. If you're looking for plays over there, is it 262? He's averaging 45 rushing yards on the season. You mix that in, you add them together, you add a little bit of a bump. This is probably still a little bit too low, but I much rather want the 205 pass yards on Daniel Jones. If you're looking for something on Underdog, you can play the total. But I'm going to throw it to you for game stacks, Chief, because this is the game right now where all the props look too low.
Yeah, so and this is something we talked about pre-show anyway. So Daniel Jones, you put that out yesterday in the prop shop, which people are getting it now. And we already knew, like, this game should have some fireworks. But, Brett, 205.5 on Daniel Jones. 255.5 on Kirk Cousins, which I think is also too low. Right,
275 on Underdog.
You just go ahead and plug that in. Now, Britt, let's go to. We might as well hop to the receiving yards right now. No way I'm not playing Darius Slayton at 48.5 on Prize Picks, and no way I'm not plugging in Justin Jefferson at 91.5 on Prize Picks. No way I'm not plugging in T.J. Hockenson at 49.5 on Prize Picks. I am literally going to stack the mess out of this game. We were talking pre-show as well about. Where does Isaiah Hodges come in at? Where does Richie James come in at? And even some of the alternate props, Britt, like they've been hovering Richie James sometimes around this 3.5 reception prop. Mm-hmm. If they give us 3.5, that's a lock button. Like, I will play that until I max it out on every card. We don't have that one yet, so we can't quite get into it. But I think this is a big one. Another one, Britt, that I'm going to be using for this particular game stack. You know I'm using Graham Gano over 1.5 field goals in this one. They're going to be able to move the ball. It's just whether or not the Vikings can get a stop in the red zone, and I think they can, or whether or not the Giants just get themselves, you know, a penalty, anything. And like we talked about before, the greatest time for field goals, Britt, is right before the half, right, or early in the game where the game is tight, and I think we get that from Graham Gano. Daboll is going to let this guy kick. And so I think adding Graham Gano to this particular game stat is going to yield more good results. We'll get to tackle props. Julian Love, I know I'm getting ahead, but I'm just talking about stacking this game. Julian Love should come in at 5.5 again. I'm going to take the over on that. Like, I'm giving out the goods now because this game should move. Like, I think Slayton should probably be more around 52.5.
Every one of these is going to be higher when the sports books come out. So don't wait. Yeah. If you want to play this game stack, I would put it in live on the show, Chief, but I've already played it at least once, if not twice, if not three times already.
No, I'm going to get it in. But I'm saying on the back end, these extra props that aren't up yet.
And one thing I want to note, too. So the other – once those props come out, these lines will also move. So the ancillary plays of Richie James and Hodgins, it seems like Prize Picks is going to wait until the sportsbook lines come out for those. And when that happens, all these lines are going to be bumped. So you're probably going to want to take the ancillary lines once they come out because they're going to move up. I think everybody's going to be betting the over on the props in this game. But just keep that in mind. I would absolutely get these in, make any kind. I round robined all of these that I could, Chief, and as two picks. I've made four picks. I've made five picks. I've played them as flex plays. I've played them to win them all. Like, I have a lot on this. All of these are too low. I'm in complete agreement with you. on this particular game, and keep an eye out for all those extra props as they release during the week. And definitely I'm playing these on Prize Picks right now. I mentioned that Daniel Jones line. If you're looking, I do have a couple underdog plays. I got a monkey knife fight play too, Chiefs on it as well. Saquon under, we've got that from YouTube. I don't know. Everybody went over in this game, Chief. I want the passing game. I think Saquon and Cook are the guys I'm not too in. I think their lines are about right, and the passing yards, all of those, I think, are undervalued right now.
Yeah, for sure. And Saquon, I feel better about. Like, when I say better, I'm saying I think his line is the closest to being right. Like, Dalvin Cook is an A1, like, but I think I'm just going to let them be. I've got a rushing prop that I love overs for, so we'll get to that later. But all right, I'm with you. Definitely go ahead and get this game in. But I also wanted to give out those extra pieces, because if I didn't while we were on that game, I may have forgotten. But trust me, I think we're going to get some really good fantasy goodness out of this one. Big
time. All right, let's go. Well, that's our game stack. Do you have another game that's really interesting to you? Chargers-Jaguars you wanted to talk about.
Yes. Yes.
What are we doing in this game? As it stands, I was just looking for Mike Williams injury news. It seems like he's avoided a major injury, and he's probably going to play this week. So it looks like both teams should be reasonably healthy.
Yeah, looks like he's going to play. So for this game, Brent, actually, let's start our monkey knife fight for this one. Can we do that?
Because
one of the best plays of the week. that's one of the best plays of the week. I just right out of the rip, like, 72, like 59.5 on Eckler. So first of all, even when they run the ball, he's suspect to get 60 yards.
Brent. Suspect
like,
to get
when
40
they actually yards. Run it. So, and you know, in this game, they're not running the ball this week that much. Like, they're a team that's going to skew 60% pass anyway. And then they're going to mix in Joshua Kelly, who's also going to get a few touches. Like, I don't see Eckler going for 60 unless he legit breaks one. And
Eckler's gone over 59.5 four games this season.
Yeah, I think we're safe, okay? I think we're safe. The other one that I do like, Brent, which you can get it on Prize Picks, I would watch this one on Monkey Knife Fight because we may get a slight bump in the multiplier, and that is Herbert 275.5 and Lawrence 245.5. It's the same on Prize Picks right now for what it's worth. But if we get that 0.5x bump, play it over here. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what I'm trying to say here. Definitely play the bump if we get it here. I think that's going to be a good prop for us. I'm hoping we get 0.5x bump on this ETN Eckler prop, but they may adjust it. So, you know, Eckler may come down to 50.5 or something. And even then, for the 0.5x, I'll consider it. But I want to point that out because I do think Monkey Knife Fight with this particular line on Eckler and ETN, like, that's one of the top props of the week over there. Like, hands down.
Yeah, for those that'll be listening later on the podcast, it is ETN over 72.5 yards and Austin Eckler under 59.5 rushing yards. So that is our Monkey Knife Fight. That's the only one I have in for football on Monkey Knife Fight. They only have two games out, but while we're on it, go get that one in right now before the lines move. I would expect that Eckler line to drop to about 49.5 once the sports books come out. And the ETN one might even juice up a little bit because you can run all over the Chargers. And I expect them to probably try to run the ball because every team this year has been able to do that. All right, let's go. Let's sort of circle back.
Yeah, here we go.
We'll close it out position by position. So we've already took Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins over on Prize Picks. 205 Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins 255. I would not play Kirk Cousins 275 on underdog. I think that's a fair line. I'm not interested in that one. So the problem I'm having, Chief, is I think I'm off any other passing yards props personally, unless you can convince me on something. So I want to know what else you're looking at this week.
Yeah, so Herbert for sure. Like, Herbert's probably – because, listen, they are going to throw the ball this week, Brent. Like, if they haven't thrown in any other games, they are pushing the ball this week. We got Herbert at 275. I'm taking the over. The alternate props for Herbert, pass completions, pass attempts, that's probably going to be another one. By the end of the week, I may even have settled on pass attempts, because if we get him around 39 and a half, 40 and a half, that might be too low for this particular game. So I wanted to put that out there. But as of right now, Herbert 275 and a half, I'm on the over. I think this is a big game. And then also, Brett, this is a Monday game. Tom Brady 265 and a half. I'm taking the over. I know they're facing Dallas. They're at home. Teflon Tom, if you didn't, this is another spot where I think he is going to be pushing the ball down the field consistently. And it's not all going to be big shots. Yeah, I know Diggs is there, but Tom is going to find a way, Britt, to push this ball. And if the Cowboys show up in this game and Tampa Bay happens to be behind, it's going to get even better for us in our props. So Tom Brady, Justin Herbert, outside of the Giants-Minnesota stack, which is my favorite stack of the week because of the lines, these two gentlemen, I think, are really going to be pushing the ball down the field tremendously in their respective games.
All right. I overlooked Herbert personally, so I'm going to get in on Herbert on some props for sure. I like that call. You've convinced me on that one. All right. Let's go to rushing yards, and I've got – let's see. We already mentioned ETN. So ETN is playable on all three sites. He's at 7.5 rushing yards on Prize Picks. He's at 89.5 combined, or 88.5 combined on Prize Picks, which I think is also fine. He's getting, you know, if his rush line is 70, his receiving line is probably going to be somewhere between 15 and 20. You mash it together, this is probably also a little bit too low. And then a 72.5 on Monkey Knife Fight. So ETN playable on all three sites for me. Also, Chief, Christian McCaffrey, it didn't really work out for us last week. Let's talk about him this week. Because on Underdog, he is at 116.5 combined rushing and receiving. And on Prize Picks, he's at 65.5 rush yards. So one of these is way off, and one of them is probably about right. Now, we had Elijah Mitchell back here.
Yeah.
He's going to eat into some rushing yards. But I don't know. I'm looking at this 65.5 Christian McCaffrey, and I think you trade for him. It's the playoffs. He's clearly the best. He works very well with Brock Purdy in both the run and the pass here. I'm debating taking the over here. What do you think of McCaffrey right here?
I mean, I think, gun to my head, you take the over on 65.5, because now basically what you're saying is, I'm saying compared to Underdog, basically what we're saying is, does he get over 40 yards receiving? And he also could do that too. But I think 65.
The combined prop line is always going to be juiced more. So I think they're both low, honestly.
Yeah. So I think it's low. I think you take the 65.5. I do think they may have played it slightly more cautious this week than usual because, you know, I think they knew they were going to beat Arizona, and they just kind of didn't want to do too much risking it. They wanted to win just in case. But I think you take McCaffrey over. The funny thing, Britt, here for me is I think I'm still going to go with Kenneth Walker under again in this spot.
I'm on the under on Underdog without question. I had it. So it opened at 82.5 combined. Yeah. It's now down to 79.5, and I'm still hitting the under without question.
I'm
under.
I think that's the play, Britt. Like, I don't want to diminish how well San Francisco has stifled the run. Now, I know that Washington decided that they were just going to run Brian Robinson like 50 times against them. But outside of that game, like, it's been a no-rush affair against this defense. So I'm still in on Walker at 56.5, but I'm with you at 79.5 on Underdog. For sure, yeah, that's the line.
His receptions, you know, he's getting one or two receptions in games that are really meaningful. And I do think San Francisco wins this game pretty handily, honestly. So I'm okay with the rushing. But I don't know. Is he going to break off a 30 yards receiving? Probably not. I think they're probably going to be trying to push the ball down the field. So I'm with you. I have this in on my Underdog tickets for sure. The Kenneth Walker line is my favorite Underdog play of the week right now.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Let's talk about my favorite line of the week, which is going to feel yucky, but Britt, I'm telling you right now, this is too low for this game, unless something weird happens. Zeke is at 48 and a half rushing yards. I know it's been grim, hasn't looked good like consistently all season, but look at the last two teams he faced, Britt. Tennessee and Washington. What do those guys do? They don't let you run on them at all. Houston, Jacksonville, Philly. 48 and a half is too low. I'm not saying Zeke's rushing for 100. I'm saying he should easily clear 50-plus rushing yards in this game. Zeke at 48 and a half on my favorite rushing prop of the week, hands down.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, I'm going to get me some Zeke. If this is your favorite play, Chief, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to you on that one. Everything else I think is about, we mentioned Austin Eckler, the under on Monkey Knife Fight at 59 and a half is definitely the right one. Even the line at 49 and a half, I'm not playing this, but I would be surprised if the line opens that high. I would probably expect it to be, I don't know, 45 and a half. So taking an under in theory gets you closing line value, but Chief, we're always playing the best value. That's on Monkey Knife Fight. So I'm playing Eckler under 59 and a half there. I think that's it on for me on the rushing yards. Let me just double check my notes. That is it for me. Let's go to receiving yards. And my favorites for sure, Slayton, Jefferson, Hockenson.
Yeah.
In addition to that, I'm playing Jamar Chase. There's no doubt about Jamar Chase at 78 and a half. Yeah. So he's gone over this in six of his seven last games. So this line makes absolutely no sense. And even on, I think, the underdog line, it's 83 and a half. If you're stretching for a play over there, I think that's fine too. The Bengals, they're back at home. They got the total screw job. They're coming out here against the Ravens. Now, I actually wish, I don't think Lamar Jackson's going to play, if you ask me. I think he's, from a couple people I sort of trust with some information, I sort of think he got hurt, and then he's just kind of been sitting around not doing anything because he didn't get the contract he wanted. And I think that's going to continue. And he's basically sticking it to the Ravens for not giving him a fully guaranteed contract. And that's never coming back, by the way, after the Deshaun Watson debacle this year. Nobody's, except maybe Patrick Mahomes, but even he didn't get it all. So I think Lamar's probably hurt his value by sort of sitting out here because I want this game to be closer. I think the Bengals win this game pretty handily. I like the Bills, if you're looking for a bet, I've already bet this. The Bills, Bengals, 49ers, parlay gets you around even money. I think that's an easy W this week. But Chase, 78 and a half. He just had 86 in a game. You know, they had to win, but they handled that pretty easily. Got a bunch of targets. He's going to get that again. I'll love the Chase, 78 and a half.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one you have to get on it. I honestly hope Lamar plays. Like I think the chase line is even better if Lamar's in the game.
Yeah.
Because now it's more competitive. Like, so if we get news that he's in, I'm rejoicing. One of my favorite props in the week, and I'm going right back to the well. This is one of my favorites last week. Stephon Diggs at 77 and a half, man. Like, it's playoff time. We talked about it last week, Brett. These low yardage totals were not going to continue, and we saw the targets pick up when the weather was okay. And so what I think we saw was we had these weird weather games in between some big ones. Like the last time he faced New England, you saw he put up 92 receiving yards. But then the Jets was a weird game. Miami was a weird game. Chicago was a weird game. And so now I think we're back to normal here. When he faces Miami again this week, I like him over 77.5. I think he gets the volume to get there. And then I'm expecting San Francisco to handle Seattle somewhat. And this is more of a question, Britt. This isn't a take. This is more of a question. Debo's going to be back. We've kind of seen Kittle not have the same production with Debo, but he's George Kittle in the playoffs against the Seattle Seahawks. How are you feeling about Kittle's week? We don't have Debo props yet. I want to take the over, but I feel like the under might be better. Just I need you to talk me off the ledge here.
Well, I've been all over tight ends against Seattle on scores and odds on the prop shop right. for 4 weeks in a row, and they've all hit. Have you heard me mention George Kittle's name, Chief?
No.
So I'm a little concerned on this.
Me too.
If it was a little lower, he's 44.5 on underdog. So if you're going to play him, take the yard disc because I think every yard's going to matter here. If you are interested. Now, every tight end against Seattle is basically going over their receiving prop almost all season.
He put up 90-something against them the last time, but Debo was out. That's the thing. Now Debo.
Now he's in. I still think it's – if I was going to take a side, I would take the over. But I have not put this in yet because I'm just worried – between Debo coming back, Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell. I mean, this is a
Brandon Ayuk.
It's an incredible offense. And they're going to spread it around. And I know Seattle, they stopped the outside receiver. So if anything, I wish the Ayuk line came out a little higher because he's been having a really good season. I'm surprised it's not a little higher. I was looking to fade him if it was like 59, 60, something like that. But it's pretty reasonable on both sites. I think I'm let's see 48.5, right? Like I'm not looking to play an Ayuk line. If anything, I might take the over on 48.5.
Right. But right.
I don't know. I'm just a little concerned that with Debo back, them being able to handle, I think they win this game pretty handily. Their defense is so good, and this offense is a juggernaut right now. Seattle barely squeaks into the playoffs. They're really limping to close out the season. Geno Smith is coming back down to earth. He leads the league in turnover-worthy plays. So he started off hot. He's back to a mediocre quarterback, I think, at best. I don't know. This is an easy win from San Francisco. I don't think they have to push it. What I'd hope for, Chief, is maybe his line comes out lower next week and he doesn't have a big game this week, and then in a game where San Francisco might have to push it the entire game, then I would probably take the over.
Yeah, I get it. And you know why I asked you this. It's literally because they're facing Seattle. And I just wanted to get your perspective on it. It's kind of like running backs against Houston. Like, if you've got a question, you know I'm going to tell you to take the over with running backs against Houston. Like, and we saw it even to close out the season with Zach Moss. Like, he just ran wild over that defense. But I'm with you. Here's what I think I'm going to do with Kittle, and I will do this, folks, so don't – it's not a hedge. I just won't play him in a lot. Like, I'll get him in one or two cards, like in
with
a
your best prop.
Yeah, and see what happens. So I think that's how I'm going to handle Kittle, just because we know the vulnerability of Seattle with tight ends, and I think I'm just going to give it a shot in one or two cards and let that be.
Yeah, and I think that's my board for receiving yards. I love that chase line on Prize Picks. I love Jefferson. Jefferson on scores and odds. He was the guy I wrote up as a two pick for the premium subscribers there. So that would be my favorite combo, Jefferson and Daniel Jones. But Chase is a very, 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 very close third for me. If you were looking for an additional play, add in some of Chiefs plays, and you're on your way to a nice winning ticket. Anything, I guess we can go site-specific. Underdog, I think we covered everything we were interested in. Trevor Lawrence and the total yards. They wasted the entire first half last week messing around on offense before they let Trevor Lawrence actually start throwing the ball. I can't believe rational coaching. So rational coaching, I expected out of the Giants. The Chargers, I know they're going to pass, but to expect rational coaching after they play their starters for three quarters makes, I don't know. I'm concerned about rational coaching out of the Chargers. I'm a little concerned on Jacksonville. It's the Titans. Everybody knows you just throw the ball. You do these trick plays. You run the ball into brick walls. I don't understand it. I'm hoping they let, you know, ETN run the ball. I'm expecting them to do that. The Bills, we know what the Bills are going to do. They're going to pass. We don't have to worry about that. And Chief, my one concern. Are the playoffs a primetime game? Like, that's got to be a primetime game, right?
It's 4:30. So on Sunday, typically the 8 o'clock game is the
this
one
is the
that play, everybody
the,
has.
Aren't the playoffs a primetime? Like, no, I don't know. That, how does this that, work?
But that's where I was headed. But now that there aren't any other games happening, like, this is the game at 4:30.
Yeah,
but they're at home. I think Kirk's going to be fine. I think Kirk's going to be fine. And Brett, I know we kind of overlooked Buffalo as an offense, like completely, but I think their lines are just right outside of Diggs, who's going to get the most volume. I just feel like their lines are pretty spot on. Like, even Josh Allen at 265 and a half pre-elbow injury was too low. If you look at what he's done after that injury, Brett, just go look at the stats after the injury. He's not pushing it and hitting these massive yardage totals like he was post-injury. So I've just been avoiding Josh Allen passing pretty much altogether.
And he's not going to need – I think they handle Miami very, very easily this week.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't think he's going to be forced. He only got to, 254, and that was a huge – bomb to John Brown, and then he had another big play too towards the end of the game. So it's like he got there. He wasn't even really close to this. And they didn't really need to push him too much. So I don't know. If it's 265 against the Chiefs, I'm probably going to take the over on that if they meet Chief. But against Miami here, I'm agreeing. If anything, I'd play maybe the under total yards on underdog. I think is maybe a little bit too high, but I don't know. I'm staying away from the Allen prop.
Yeah.
We do this show, right, because we're extrapolating the lines out against what the sports books are going to put out. And if I think this is a reasonable line, one, myself personally, I have access to the sports books in New York. So I have the prop sites and the sports books. I'm always going to play it on the sports book if the line's the same and I like it, because I could just play it straight up. I don't have to do a parlay. Where on the prop sites, I'm, you know, Daniel Jones is not going to open at 205 passing yards. It's going to be 215, 220, higher than that, right? So now I'm playing this early to get the value over what the sports books are. That's why we do the show for you all season long, early, to get you ahead of the sports books lines, because these prop sites, I'm thankful for them. I give them just as much money as I do the sports books, but they are not afraid to put the props out early. And if they're going to do that, we're going to try to figure out the best lines for you people.
Exactly.
I don't know. Devin, our producer, are we coming on next week, Devin, or is this the end here? What's going on here? Chief, what are we doing?
I think we're going till divisional weekend, right?
All right. Yes. We're gonna run it back another week for the
yes.
people.
Yes.
There's probably crap in the Super Bowl too, right?
All right. I mean, because the Roto Grinders party is coming up, Devin, and if we're not on, there's gonna be
this is true. We're gonna have to make sure that we're not on for the party.
Well, let's talk about that really quickly, because and Devin, man, you can stay on, man. The people love you, but when
it's early when, for Devin,
sipping my coffee.
When the Super Bowl Prize Picks adds
a million
20 to 30 more prop categories. Like, we can dig in just on those categories alone. I think we might be able to run this thing to the Super Bowl, Devin. Like, you know, obviously, what do you think?
As long as you guys aren't going to be affected with traveling, yeah, because I don't want to keep you guys from making it to the party.
No,
but,
they got the
record Tuesday. We're good.
Yeah, they got 2 weeks, so they'll have all the props out well ahead of time.
To the Super Bowl, gentlemen.
All right. So I think that's going to do it. If you guys are new to the show, you're probably not. Why is this the Prop Shop? This is the Prop Shop show. One, we talk about props, but Chief has his own Discord in the Roto Grinders Discord. It's called the Prop Shop. and it's free. Doesn't cost anything to get to it. All you have to do is have a RotoGrinders account. That's a RotoGrinders account. You don't even need a RotoGrinders subscription. You don't have to be paying a premium member or anything like that. You can join it. We were talking NBA this morning. I give out some of my favorite football plays, right? I gave the Daniel Jones line out to the people last night. I was on up on Scores and Odds yesterday afternoon, right? So it Scores and Odds premium. It goes there. Then it goes to the prop shop. And then we talk about it on the show. That's how I always do my favorite plays. You can get access to it for free. It's a great community. I encourage you to join in. Chief, any final words?
What I will say is, if you want to get in the prop shop, and this is not a marketing plug, I promise, now is the time. And I'm telling you right now, because I've started researching Dota 2 again. That's an esports game. That's something I was into before. So I'm starting my Dota
research. What's a Dota 2?
It's like a it was LOL before LOL came out. Yeah. So it was Dota. LOL is a part of, so anyway, I'm starting that research process. It's only going to get better. I think we only missed, we missed two plays today. I did a collab with another great mind industry. His name is Biggie. We missed two plays today out of like six, let's call it seven, eight plays so far. Yeah. Six plays. Let's call it six plays. So
these maps are about to start. What are we playing, Marine or Ramsey?
No. I'm not on those. We've already dug through the board. But get in here, Dota 2. It looks like PrizePix is going to have it, because PrizePix typically only did Dota for like the major championships, and then they wouldn't do it. So now that it looks like they're going to have it consistently like CSGO, now we're about to double team this thing. CSGO is going to be back, I think, heavy next week. You know, my boy Kyler in there, you know, me and Kyler, I think I started doing CSGO, and then Kyler kind of picked it up and ran. He's been exceptional. And there are a couple other guys that have done well as well. So I kind of quit researching CSGO because Kyler was doing it. But I'll still do a little research here and there this year to make sure we can get the whole prop shop on some plays. But I'm saying that because NFL is winding down. NBA playoffs are coming in March, folks. MLB will be back. And if you don't
strikeouts
know.
Strikeout props at 3 in the
morning.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's done that.
MLB is the moneymaker. All of them are the moneymaker. But when we can get MLB, CSGO, Dota, and we get this flywheel, KBO will be back, Britt. I don't know if you're around for the KBO, but we get this flywheel going. LOL will be back. And I'm talking about this so people know what's happening. So what happens is we make money on LOL, KBO, CSGO in the morning. We get a little bit of CS and Dota. We get a little bit of esports in the afternoon. Then by the time baseball comes around, we're playing with house money, Britt. We've already made tons of dollars before that slate even begins. I'm telling you, getting the prop shop is a beautiful thing. That's probably the most I've pumped the prop shop all season. Thank you for my few minutes to talk about
it. I don't know what a Dota 2, Chief, but if you're putting out plays for it, I'll tell you on it. That sounds good to me. Anywhere there's money to be collected, you can find me there, and the prop shop is a great place to collect some money. That's going to do it for this week. For Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, everybody. Click that like button on the way out on YouTube. We would greatly appreciate it. And we out ya.